Evening.
Good evening.
My heart is glad to feel the love and peace from all of you this time.
And I think tonight has something special about it somehow, much more peaceful.
I am pleased that you feel it.
Yes, I do.
I will speak to you for a short time this evening before we go on with other things.
Right.
But first, I wish to say a little to you all.
Okay.
I hear from you many times. Will I be happy? Will my wishes be fulfilled? So many questions. I want to say to you all, you do find it difficult to go within for those answers. I can tell you all, but I don't want to do this.
I understand that.
I would like you all to find your inner peace, your inner knowledge, that innate sense of love and divine knowledge which is within each and every one of you. So, when you send your thoughts to me, may I ask you please to consider that thing that you are asking for. Because if only you would develop that inner awareness, then all answers will come to you.
I see.
Some of you do find this difficult to accept. But I have to say, be a little more patient. I cannot promise you that your lives will travel smooth pathways. That is not why you are here. So, when you come to these obstacles, stop and thank your Creator. Does this make sense to you?
Does it make sense to everybody?
Yes.
Or has somebody a question they would like to ask before Sandy Met goes on further? You're all quite happy with what has been explained so far?
Yes.
Right. Thank you.
smile a little, because so often these ones leave this room and so many questions come to them.
Yes.
But let me continue. Yes. Do you wish to ask me anything?
Yes, first I would like to thank you for your colleague's appearance here last week. It was a delightful evening and most instructive and informative.
There is much that can be given to you.
Good.
And of course, one visit is obviously not enough.
You may look forward to others.
But we have much time to develop these discussions.
Good. And the other thing I would like to ask, I believe I'm writing saying that at the end of most sessions now, we have a communicator who's quite light-hearted and often causes us a lot of laughter. That is, I believe, to clear away any heavier influences that might be left.
It is mainly for the instrument's sake that this is done.
I thought so, thank you.
Because although I am not fully in control yet, and I do say yet, she needs to be protected because she is taken some considerable way from her physical being.
Yes, I follow.
You understand.
Yes, I do. I thought this was the reason for the appearance of the light-hearted people. And we much enjoy their being here, too.
It is good for you all to laugh. You know, you beings do not laugh enough.
That I would agree with you.
So many times you are laden with everyday worries, which most of the time is unnecessary fear.
Yes.
But that is part of your development and must be endured.
Mm-hmm. Yes, you have explained that to us in the past. I think we now all accept it, even if we don't understand it.
I will say again, thought is the most powerful thing. Your fears are the most destructive.
Right.
Now, I will answer any questions, after which I will leave you to continue with work to be done with others. You understand?
Yes, I do. Thank you.
So, are there questions, please?
Anybody like to question?
I do have one question.
Mm-hmm.
We have talked already about flower energies, and this is perhaps a delightful area. I'd like to ask a question about the bark flower remedies. Dr. Bark, He describes one method of preparation which involves collecting flowers, floating them on a bowl of water in sunlight, and in that condition, the energy of the flower is said to transfer to the water, and then the water is used as the remedy for helping people with fears and anxieties.
Yes.
Are you able to confirm that the energy would transfer in that way?
Let me say this to you. You have been told of the energies which each and every one of you take from the sun through your auras. You remember?
Yes, we do.
Yes.
That was confirmed again last week.
In a similar way, the flower is attracting the rays from the sun, the energies. So, you see, it is energized. So too is the water. That is how it works. Everything, you humans, flowers, animals, your earth, all are surrounded by these energies. I will say of this Dr. Bach, he was a man of much awareness.
Yes.
He struggled in his lifetime to produce these remedies. And although many people scoffed at his ideas, in actual fact, he was unaware of the true energies he was involved with. But nevertheless, they were successful for the very reasons I have stated. Is that acceptable to you?
That's most helpful. Yes, thank you very much.
The flower, whatever, whether it be in the ground or placed in water, is reaching out for the living energies surrounding it, as you humans also are.
Yes.
Even those you are as yet unaware of. Yes?
Yes. Lovely. Thank you.
Good.
Thank you very much.
So there would be many ways in which the flowers could be used directly without being floated on water, I would think.
It is nature's way. His method was his method.
Mm-hmm.
And, of course, there would be other ways.
Yes.
But his awareness instructed him in that direction.
Mm-hmm. I understand.
You understand.
Right. Thank you. Any other questions for Sandamet? Paul, do you wish to ask anything? Feel free.
It's not actually a question, but I found that recently, if I'm in the presence of an elderly person, I can almost feel the youth in that person. I can almost see them as a younger person, and that equally with a young baby, I can almost imagine them older. Is this a particularly strange thing to feel? It could be my imagination.
No, my son, it is not imagination. You have the gift of sight. Let me say this to you. What is happening is an inner knowledge again. Something you are not fully understanding. But let me explain a little further. Each individual, whether a young child or an older being, have energy patterns. which remain within your atmosphere, in your ether. You follow? What you are doing, my son, is tuning in to these energies, past and present. You understand me?
Yes, I'm very happy with that. Thank you very much.
This is something you could develop upon.
Thank you. Very pleased.
Thank you. Any other question for Sandwit before we go on to the other work?
No.
No?
No.
Right. Thank you very much, Sandwit. Once more. We're in no debt.
No, no, my friend. Please, you are not.
Well, we do feel so.
I am honored and happy to join you each time.
Okay.
May the blessing of your Creator fill you with love, with peace, with all that you need to sustain you. May you go on your way this time, showing that knowledge and that love to all that you meet in your daily lives. Now I will say this to you before I leave. Tonight we are trying to do new work. Please give us silence and let us see what can be done.
Right.
You will have the knowing of who to approach.
Thank you. God bless you, and our love is with you once more.